Episode 1957, Are You Facing Too Much New?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? Are you really enjoying it? Are you looking forward to Memorial Weekend? Yes, here in the United States, we are celebrating Memorial Weekend. And I know it probably seems like we've been celebrating for a few months too long, but you know what? It's always awesome to have something fresh and new. But the question is, are you facing too much new? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Did you know that it is Mental Health Awareness Week? And I think it's so important how we look at our wellness and well-being. We're just not creatures from a physical standpoint, but we're also creatures from an emotional standpoint. Are you facing too much new? Overwhelm, overuse, and overdoing can leave you hanging out to dry on healthy living. Don't let the overage get you in life. You know, we can complicate life with all that we want to accomplish and achieve. Setting goals and aiming high is an important way to elevate you to the next level. It's awesome, right? It allows us to continue pursuing what we think we're gifted with and what we're talented with. However, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Your capacity for success comes from your ability to endure. Healthy living is a summation of little steps done repeatedly throughout your everyday. You have the opportunity to impact your everyday by the choices you make. What becomes challenging and where many of us fail is that we get caught up in the mess created by our choices. We try to do too much new all at the same time. All in, yeah, it might be good for a moment, but for a lifetime, it can become exhausting. This is where overwhelm, overuse, and overdoing comes into play. We keep overdoing all that we know. We overuse the knowledge to get faster results. And then when the results are not experienced, overwhelm sets in. Have you been trying to do that with your lifestyle? Your fitness, your nutrition. Maybe you're trying to do too much. Maybe you've changed your eating habits and you've changed your fitness routine. And oh, by the way, now you're still staying home. You haven't been able to get out as normal. So the way you actually do your activity has changed. And you're like, wait a minute, what does this even look like? And all of a sudden you're feeling like I'm going nowhere fast. I should be going somewhere fast because I'm doing everything that says I should be getting faster results. The storms of failure lead to a downpour of mental exhaustion. You can't see what's in front of you. The path is no longer in focus. Your direction becomes distorted by your emotions. It's your overdoing that causes you to underdo. Think about that. We do that a lot in life, whether it's with our jobs, with our lifestyle, our well-being, whether it's with our children, maybe it's trying to keep our house clean. We overdo a lot of things, but when we overdo, we only have the capacity for so much, and we're all different. I may be able to handle a different amount of overdoing than you. It doesn't matter, right? We have to figure out what works for us as the individual. We can't compare. You can't look at your best friend and say, oh my gosh, she can do this. Well, why can't I? It's not about that. It's what you can handle, your body. That's why some people say, well, I don't understand how some people have issues when it comes to mental well-being. Some people are wired differently. There are some things we can explain and other things we can't. But we can't go comparing. We have to look at our individual needs. Don't let the fog bring you down because it's already on the ground. Stand up for what you know. Simplify to optimize so you can grow. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Simplify to optimize. Mental and emotional well-being is just as important as your physical health. And we don't talk about this much. And it's unfortunate too because the whole stigma that is wrapped around mental well-being still exists. I know when I was growing up, I look back and I'm thinking, I don't remember actually sitting down and having direct conversations about mental health. However, I do remember sitting down and asking questions of my parents saying, well, I see them acting like this, and I would describe whatever it was. And they would help me understand that it may not be what I see. There may be something else that I can't see. We don't always know what's happening in someone's mind and what's going on. And so we have to be very, very careful not to be judgmental creatures because we are that. And when we judge, we also what? Compare. And those are two things that go completely against what people who need our help and our support when it comes to mental and emotional well-being. Now, understand this. You may be saying, oh, Christine, I'm fine. I'm all well put together. I don't need to listen to this anymore. Please don't hang up because you may know someone who does. We are so busy in life. And if it wasn't for this pause of this pandemic, we would still be living a busy lifestyle. In fact, maybe worse. But this pandemic has put a pause in our lifestyles. And it has allowed us, hopefully for most of us, the opportunity to really look and say, oh my gosh, I really was overdoing it. I feel actually a little more rested. I may not like what's happening, meaning I can't go just do whatever I want to do. I feel like some of my freedom has been taken away. Now, we're not going to get into that because that's for a whole nother episode. But when you are looking at how busy you are, this pause has allowed you to say, wait a minute, maybe I haven't been living the way I really want to live. Maybe I've been trying to live like the Joneses down the street. Nothing against the Joneses, but we always use them as an example. What happened to the Smiths, you know, or the Stanleys or the Cooks? What is it, right? It doesn't matter what and whom you're trying to live like. It's whether or not you're living the way God has intended you to live. Knowing who you are from your mind's eye is essential to achieving your God-sized dreams and goals. When you simplify things in life, you give yourself permission to optimize that which is learned, allowing yourself to create repeated patterns, all leading to a healthy lifestyle. But if you're too busy, you can't see what's healthy because right now it's a total mess. And when you're living in a mess, it's a blur. And that blur is what? Fog. And all you're doing is you're just trying to get through. Is that really the lifestyle that you want? Do you really enjoy the overwhelm? Now, understand this. You may have a season or a few moments of overwhelm. That's different, okay? But what happens is when we continuously live, most of the time by choice, in and under this pressure of, I got to do this. I got to live like the Joneses or the Smiths or whoever, fill in the blank. Then what you're saying is, well, if I'm not like them, then I'm not anybody. And that's not true. And so then you're laying a foundation of expectations that you may never be able to reach, or maybe some you can and some you can't. And then what happens within your mind and the thoughts, you play these old stories in your head. You're not good enough. You're never going to succeed. You're never going to be like them. Why would you even try this? And what does that do? That leads you down to roads of what? Instability when it comes to your mental well-being. Anxiety, depression, loneliness. It's very sad that in our society today, we are so technologically connected. But when it comes to relationships, we're so disconnected. We don't make time. Yet, this pandemic has put a pause, and it has forced us to what? Make deliberate, intentional connections, because we have been told you cannot go outside, right? We've been put boundaries on for our health, of course. But that makes us, as relational creatures, feel very uncomforted. We want something more. And so we've had to search out those connections now. So when you think about it, the pandemic, as much as it can be a curse, it can also be a blessing. Because people are finding other ways to connect like never before. I mean, who would have thought having dinner on a Zoom chat? I mean, seriously? But people are doing it. People are having block parties, but they all stay on their own driveways. And they're seeing and waving. Kids are having birthday parades because they can't have birthday parties. We found a way to still interact as human beings, as the relational creatures we were created to be. But you see, if we don't give ourselves that space where we actually declutter our days, giving our mind room to breathe, then we can become mentally challenged. Our well-being can actually go the wrong direction. And that's not what you want for your life. I know that's not what I want for my life. And I definitely don't want it for my family. So how do you simplify to optimize? What does it look like in real life? Well, number one, cut out the crap that's holding you back. This is the unnecessary stuff that doesn't fit within your parameters of healthy living. Take a hard look at where you are in your current season of life. Don't try to project a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. This is right now. And guess what? In a week or two, it could change. Or it may not change for another 6 to 8, 9, 10 months. But this is the right now, create your now, cut out the crap that's holding you back. You don't need it all. And you've probably discovered that. It's very interesting listening to people talk. With all that's happened, going, gosh, I don't know that I want to go back to what I knew then. I want to create something different. I want to create something new, but I don't know what that looks like. Well, maybe it's starting out with, okay, cut out the stuff that you really don't need, number one. That's going to put you in a great capacity to be able to endure long term. And then after you do that, number two, focus on one thing that's new. Don't try to get everything done. The all-in mentality, I get it. And there are times that you have to be all in. I can remember performances with Praise Kids. And we have these 120 or more children and we're up on stage. There's a performance and, you know, I've got a deadline and the curtain's going to open at 9 a.m. at church on Sunday or 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Out at the community park. We got to be there. We have no choice. We've got to be ready. So maybe for a couple days, it gets a little crazy before that because you've got to make sure everything is ready and prepared. So yeah, you have that all-in mentality. But if you are always living that way, your body and your mind is going to be exhausted. And you're not going to be able to relax. You're not going to get the sleep that you need. You're not going to be able to detoxify all those thoughts that run through your head. I know for me, I have a lot of thoughts. In fact, just yesterday, my husband, he told me, I know you're going to laugh at this, I'm sure, because you're like, yeah, he's probably so right. He came home and I was talking to my mom. She lives in Hawaii. I was catching up with her. And so from the moment he came home, I didn't stop talking until he went to bed. And even then I was still talking. And he looked at me and he said, "You have not stopped talking since I walked in the door." He goes, "Aren't you exhausted?" And I had to giggle. I was like, "No, actually I'm not. I could probably talk another 4 or 5 hours." He doesn't get it. That's just how I'm wired. But a lot of thoughts go through my head. And even though I have a lot of thoughts and my mind is always on the go, except when I'm sleeping, I do really try to just let it all go and let my mind detoxify, just let it all kind of revamp itself. And then I'm ready for the next day. But I too get overwhelmed. I'm not going to lie. There are times I'm like, okay, just shut the door. I just need a moment. I just need a moment. But the thing is we don't give ourselves that moment until it's too late. Don't wait until it's too late. And I want to pause right here for a moment. If you're one who's struggling, if you're having thoughts, suicide, if you just can't get yourself out of bed, if you are having a hard time communicating with people, you really don't want to see them. You don't like being alone, but you just like want to be left alone. And this isn't a moment. This has been going on for more than a couple weeks. If you have thoughts of suicide, I am asking you, please get help. There are 800 numbers to call. All you have to do is pick up the phone. And if you don't have anybody, then send me an email. Reach out to a local church and simply say, "I don't know who to talk to, but all I know is that this is what I'm feeling. Where should I go?" They'll direct you to counselors within the area. Call a fire department or a police department. They have numbers. They're not going to come banging on your door trying to lock you up. Again, we have this stigma around mental well-being and people who are in the right mind and in the wrong mind. It's not about that. There are times that we just need help, and sometimes it's talking it out. Sometimes it's through medication. But my plea to you right now is understand you are loved. You are not alone. And you do not need to be facing this alone. There is help. So please reach out. And if you know someone who is struggling, please check up on them. Don't make an assumption that they're okay because they haven't called you. Do not make that assumption. You need to reach out to them. And you don't have to pester them. All you need to do is pick up the phone, send them a text, and I would prefer an actual pick up the phone, and say, "You know what? Joe, I was thinking about you today. Sue, I missed you, and I just wanted to hear your voice. How are you doing?" That's all you have to say. You don't have to go into some, "Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to say to my friend, even though I know they're hurting." Ask them how they are, and then be quiet and let them talk. Just listen to them breathe. They may share a tear with you or two or three. They may yell at you because they're in a moment. But love them where they're at. We all need to be considerate of each other. We need to respect each other, and we need to lift each other up. Because we're all in this together. We think this world is really big, but it is so small. And so let's support each other. Simplify to optimize. Cut out the crap that's holding you back. Focus on one thing that's new, right? Get good without overwhelm. That's what you're looking for. It's a one thing attack. That's it. Then you can add in something after you get that one thing done. Then you can add in another and then another. But don't overwhelm yourself on purpose. That's really kind of stupid, right? I mean, seriously, let's be real here. And finally, number three, sustain what matters. This is where habits are created. You look at your lifestyle and what you want. Look at your life before the pandemic and now look at your life where you are. Where do you want your life to be when you go back to quote unquote your new normal? Do you really want to go back rushing from 6 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night? Seriously, that is a serious question. I'm not joking. Because it's unfortunate that that's how families are living prior to the pandemic. Then the pandemic came in and everything shut down. And then people got fussy. Oh, what? I can't go do what I want. It's unfair. It's not right. And then you're like, okay, wait, this is kind of serious. People are dying here. We need to take a breath. And then you begin to make some changes and you're like, wow, do we really need to live that way? Well, that's a really good question because you were living it for years and you just kept living it by choice. No one forced you to live that way. No one forced you to have to travel every single weekend. No one forced you to have to be involved in 7 things a week on one day. Think about it. Sustain what matters. It's not about all the stuff that you do, but the impact you create. Live, love, impact. But you can't impact unless if you're healthy. And you definitely want to have mental health. It's so important. So don't hesitate today to begin to streamline what you want your new normal to be. Look at your mental well-being. Where is it? If you were to look at it from on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 you're like, I'm all over the place, this is not good. Or 1, I feel very controlled. I'm good here. Where would you fall? Really check in with yourself. And then I would take it a step further. After you do some deep thought, some self-awareness and saying, yeah, this is where I'm seeing things, then go to your spouse. Have a discussion with him or her and say, you know what, hun, I was thinking, you know, we were going crazy before all this happened. And now, you know, the camps and states are starting to open back up and the kids are going to start, you know, getting back into the swing of things. And we don't know exactly what it looks like, but let's make the assumption that we begin to become more involved like we were prior to the shutdown. How much more involved do you want to be? What do you want our life, our home life to look like? Do you really want to be crazy 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.? Now, if you guys agree that that's the life you want to live, then that's your choice, right? That's what's awesome. You have that choice. And that's not for anyone to judge. But if you're sitting there going, I'm exhausted all the time and I don't understand why, and I'm fussy and I'm crabby and I yell at my kids for no reason, I yell at myself and I don't even know why I'm yelling at myself, you need to take a step back. You need to look and say, man, am I facing too much new? Am I trying to always do? Maybe I need to slow down in order to speed up. Maybe I need to listen to my body more. Maybe I need to hear my thoughts. Actually think about what I'm saying instead of just opening my mouth and I don't even know what comes out. Cut out the crap. Focus on one thing that's new and sustain what matters. That's how you simplify to optimize. Healthy living is not just nutrition and fitness. You know that. You're smart. So look at your whole being, the well-being of who you are. You must take care of your mental wellness. Don't sell yourself short. Life is too precious. Go out today, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.